Parshas Mishpatim, Beit Tfilah, Tov Shinayin Hei. Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Mifnehem. The Ramban writes that we have the Aseres HaDibros, and Moshe Rabbeinu responds to the Aseres HaDibros as a response to what Hashem says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Moshe told him, Atem ra'isim kemina shomayim dibarti imachem. As a response to lo yelecho elhim achirim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, lo yitasun iti eloi his kesef. And as a response to lo yisachmoid, Moshe Rabbeinu responds and says, ve'lo amishpatim. Because if we don't have Mishpatim, then people will desire and lust things that are not theirs. But through the Mishpatim, people understand what's mine, what's yours, and therefore they will not come to desire and to lust things which are not theirs. But the Ramban throws in an extra word. He says, Tosim ifneim, Mishpatim yesharim. Give them Mishpatim Yesharim. And the question is, why is Mishpatim Yesharim relevant? What is mine is mine, what is yours is yours. Were it to be the Mishpatim are not Yesharim, what's the difference? If the Torah says this is mine and that's yours, then even if I think it's not Yashar, that's what the Torah says. Why is it relevant that it's Yashar? Even if it wasn't Yashar, once we identify, we define, this is mine, this is yours, so now I now understand what's the Reisach made about. But yet the Ramban threw in the word Mishpatim Yesharim. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow, your side of Yisrael Salanta, is that correct?
Yes.
Tomorrow. So this, says the Chidush Aleph, this in fact indicates, this is a big proof for the big chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Rabbi Yisrael writes in Igeres Zayin, the Chazal say in the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, "In poga b'chom enuvol ze, moshcheu lebeis hamedrash." If you meet the Yetzahara, pull him into the Beis Hamedrash. Which Beis Hamedrash should you pull him into? Beis Tfilah. But which part of Beis Tfilah? Says it all depends on what you'll be nechshal in. He says, if the Yetzahara is trying to catch you on Masa or Matan Be'emuna, try and cheat a few of your clients, fool them a bit, or you know, overprice them, so then bring him into the Beis Medrash of Hilchos Chosha Mishpat, of Masa or Matan. If the Yetzahara is trying to catch you on Lashon Hara, then pull him into the Beis Medrash of Hilchos Lashon Hara. Says Rabbi Yisrael, Torah has two ways of fighting Yetzer Hara. One, in general, Torah's magna matzara, the schus of Torah, helps you combat the Yetzer Hara. But more than that, says Rabbi Yisrael, if you learn the halachas bi'iyun, ba'omol, of the area that you are in clash with, this is mashpia, there's a zgula in the Torah. This will help you. Even if you are not committing yourself right now, you're not holding the level you can fight your Yetzer Hara, not to overprice your clients. But you learn the halachas, hilchos oino, be'iun, ba'omol, this will give you a light and a koyach to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Says Rabbi Yisrael, this is more powerful than learning Musar. Rabbi Yisrael saying Musa. Dovah zeh oisa kinyan benafshoi l'shomra kimat yoisa mizbeinu nusayira. Even more than a person will learn Musa, Yetzahara, learn Gehenom, I'm going to be burnt alive, the pain of Gehenom, oivei, I can't do this. It's more powerful to learn the lochas biyun, the shach, the taz, to learn it, the pischei tshuva, just to get into the lochas, even without committing yourself right now. It makes a bigger kinyan than learning the Musar of Yiras HaOinish. And therefore, in Igeres HaMusar, Rabbi Yisrael writes, this makes the Avera Beteva. He gets a natural resistance to that, learning the halachas. Moshe Chayla Beis HaMedrash, bring him into the right Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaMedrash that you are in clash with, that's where you bring him into. You have a hard time getting up, waking up for davening. Okay, go and learn Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Go and learn Hilchos Tefillah. Just learn the halachas. Learn the Mishnah Berurah. Learn it well. And therefore, this makes a bigger kinyan than the Yira. So therefore, beautiful. This is what the Ramban is. Mishpatim Yesharim. The Mishpatim themselves have a koyach of making you a Yashar. And therefore, this helps you combat the Loi Sachmoit. It's a segula we have in the Torah. But learning the proper halachas, it's mashpia, makes a kinyan. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, we learn about the Amo Ivriya. And the Amo Ivriya, she has various ways that she goes free. After 6 years, after Simonim, there's also an option called Yud. Yud means that the master of the Am Ivriya could decide to take her for a wife. It's called Yud. But if he doesn't want to, then he must let her go out the regular way. Says the Pasuk, Imra Beinei Adoneo, if it's bad in the eye, if she's bad in the eyes of her master, then, Ashalo Yodo, then you mustn't sell her, you must treat her appropriately. What does it mean, Ra Beinei Adoneo? The Maral, in the Gur Ari on the spot, the Mechilta, Ein Ra, Erash Einigmeles Chesed Lefonos. She didn't get the Chesed, he didn't take her as a wife. The Torah defines that as a ra. Why? Says the Maharal. Ki le'olam hara hu chesed, hu hepecha chesed. The opposite of chesed is ra. Ki ha-chesed hi toi ve-yisei ra. Va-ra hu hepech mizeh. Chesed is extra good. Being extra good. And ra is the opposite of the chesed. Therefore, he could have been good, so he could have taken her as a wife. He didn't. That's called Ra. But we see the definition of the Maharal. What is Chesed? Toi v'yaseira. The Maharal, in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Mem Zayin, the Maharal describes the difference between Chesed and Rachamim. They seem to be similar. Chesed and Rachamim, both are good things. What's the difference? Says the Maharal, Chesed is to give even if the recipient doesn't need it. It's above and beyond. Because you just want to give, you want to be good. Rachamim is when the recipient has a need, he's lacking. You fill in for, you give him what he needs. But not more. The Gemara says in Baruch Basra, Chesed zugmilas chasadim, rachamim zutzdaka. What's the difference between gmilas chasadim and tzedaka? Says the one in Sukkah mem tesamud aleph, mem tesamud base. Tzedaka is only for anim. You can't give tzedaka to ashirim. Only people in need can you give tzedaka. But gmilas chasadim is for anim and for ashirim. Even an ashir, you could say, would you like a cup of coffee? Would you like to, can I help you? He's not sure. He's not in need. But Gemilas Chasadim is just to give. Even though the recipient doesn't need it, but you want to give. It's even for Ashirim. Says the Gemara, Tzedakah is for Chaim. Only living people. A mace, you can't give Tzedakah to a mace. He's dead. But Gemilas Chasadim is for Chaim and for Maceim. Even a dead person, you could do Gemilas Chasadim, do Nichum Aveilim, can build a kever for him. It's Gemilas Chasadim, it's not Tzedakah. So I saw a beautiful thought from one of the Talmidim of Rav Hutna, Dave Yitraf. He says, in Tefillah we say, HaToiv ki lo yicholu rachamecho, V'amarachem ki lo yisamu chasodecho. It's a bit strange. HaToiv chesed, Gimnus chasodim, ki lo yicholu rachamecho, V'amarachem ki lo yisamu chasodecho. It would have been more appropriate to keep min b'minoi. HaToiv ki lo yicholu chasodecho, V'amarachem ki lo yisamu rachamecho. Would it be more appropriate to keep the chesed with the chesed and the rachamim with the rachamim? Why would you mix them up? This has a beautiful thought. On a certain level, sometimes rachamim is preferred over chesed. When would that be? Chesed, you're giving not because the person's lacking, because you want to give good, you want to make good to people. You have a simcha, make a lavish kiddush. Why are you making a kiddush? Do you think people are hungry? Is there anyone in the shul doesn't have what to eat at home? Of course everyone has to eat. But you know, I have such a cross to toiv. I want to give chesed. I want to make people happy. I want to give them a lavish meal. Not because I have mercy on them. Because I want to show my happiness with the simcha I have. So I want to give. So ani im enta ashirim. But you know what? Sometimes rachamim is preferred. When would that be? A person suffering. A person in oni. A person in pain. Mr. Chesed is giving not because he cares for the oni. Because he wants to give. He gives to an usher as well. He's not necessarily feeling the pain. He's not connecting to the person, to his situation. But rachamim is. What's rachamim? Wow, I see what you're going through. I want to help you. It's very personal. I see your situation. Therefore, hatoiv. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going through with this hatoiv, we're just giving and giving. But loichor rachamecha. Even at the same time, his rachamim is still there. He's still caring for the individual. Both are happening. Even when the toiv, there's still rachamim happening. It's not just giving, it's caring about you and fitting in for your personal situation. V'amarachim. You see, sometimes, on the other hand, chesed is better than rachamim. When is that? When is chesed better than rachamim? Any ideas? Any ideas? Why would chesed be more, sometimes be better than rachamim? What?
There's no one there who needs anything.
Oh, because rachamim, you only give the person till he's done. If you have rachamim on the person, you'll give him what he needs and that's it. You're not going to give him extra. That's not rachamim. If someone's sick, you have rachamim on him, you'll pay for his doctor's fees, make him better. But Zelzi, you're not going to go and give him presents. There's no rachamim anymore. But chesed, just give. Even more than he needs. Even though it's not needy, you just give. Dafam rachim. Even when Hashem is doing rachamim, he's not limited just to rachamim only, just giving, fitting in for our need. Bringing us from the overdraft to zero. From minus to zero. No, it's ki lo yichol rachamecha samu chasodecho. The chesed is still carrying on. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving the chesed. Beautiful idea in the tefillah. Therefore, ha-toiv ki lo yichol rachamecha. Even when Hashem is doing toiv, the rachamim is not, doesn't forget about the rachamim. He's still caring for us. V'amarachim. Even when he's doing rachamim, ki lo yisamu chasodecho, he's giving us above and beyond, even more than our needs. So this is what we learn from this Maharal. The Maharal says that the chesed is a toiv, as the Maharal said, that the chesed is toiv yisera. It's toiv yisera, and therefore that's why it's called ra. He did ra, he didn't do the chesed, it's called ra. In this week's parasha, we learn about the Ganav. Ki Yignoiv ish shor ose utvacha yumacharay chamisha bakar yishalim tachas ashor varbat soy mitachas ase. He stole an ox, he stole a sheep. For the ox he'll pay. And he stole and he sold it, or he slaughtered it. For the ox he'll pay. How many times? 5 times the amount. And for the sheep, he'll pay 4 times the amount. In Maseches Derech Eretz, in Paragimel, it says the following: La'olam, you call bnei adam beinecha kelistim. Any person you should meet, you should look at him as a thief. You're a thief. Umechabdon k'rabban Gamliel. Give him honor and respect, like Rabban Gamliel Hanasi. You should look at a person like a thief. You're a ganav. And give him respect like Rabban Gamliel. Meister Rabbi Yeshua. Shehichnis es layodom echot. Rabbi Yeshua once, he hosted someone. Nasa noyachid of a shtia. Gave him to eat and to drink. Ve'leu lagag. And brought him up into the attic. Ve'notal esasula mitachtov. The attic you'd enter with the ladder. So he had a guest, gave him to eat and drink, and let him sleep in the attic. But he took the ladder away. Ma osa oisa ish. What did the guest do? Omad b'chetze alayla. Got up middle of the night. Not al kol hakelim. He took the computer, took the fax machine, he took whoever's over there, the sfarim, and he wrapped them up in his talis. Came and shebekish leiret. He wanted to get down to exit. Nafal min agag, v'nishbara mifrakta mimeno. He fell and he broke his neck. No, he's paralyzed on the floor. L'shachris bar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua meets him, lying on the floor, broken neck, with all the stolen goods next to him. Amalei reika kachoisim bnei adam kamoischa. That's how you behave. Amalei lo isi yodea shenatalta zasulam itachtov. I didn't know you took the ladder away. I was telling him, you're very unprofessional. It's very unprofessional to steal and to fall down and to break your neck. I said, look, I didn't expect that you take the ladder away. Omaloi, reika iata yodea shim emesh hainu zirim b'cha. Didn't you know that even yesterday I was really careful? Mikan or Rabbi Yeshua, lo'ilam you called bnei adam beinecha kelistim. Every person should be in your eyes like a thief. Ve'vi mechabdon k'rabban Gamliel. And give them respect like Rabban Gamliel. Fine. This is the Maseches Derech Eretz. By the way, Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shlomo in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel Chelek Beis Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, he's discussing: are you allowed to set up traps for a thief, like an electrical fence? You know, can you put a like a trap that if a thief comes into your house, he'll blow up? You have to do that. Can you put poison? He says, look, you have this Maseches Derech Eretz you have no right from. Because, normally speaking, he wouldn't have, had he not been in a rush, he wouldn't have fallen. He didn't really put something dangerous for him. Just, this thief was in such a rush that he wasn't looking where he was going. You have no right, you can set up something intentionally to maim and hurt the thief. You have no right for this. It wasn't necessarily trying to trap and paralyze the thief. He just made sure he couldn't come out. The thief was in such a rush, he fell down. You have no raya, you're allowed to do this. But this is Zilberstein Tainas that you can. So it's only by the sulam you're supposed to give him a sulam. You're responsible. No, you can't. You had he not been able to be careful, it would be an usher. Because you know, you have to give him some stairs. But electrical fence around, he has no business climbing the fence, there you could electrocute him. Okay, that's what they say. That's a side point. Right. Now I want to ask you a shaila. Okay? Why is it, how could it be, you look at the guy as a thief, and you respect him like Rabban Gamliel? Is it misafik? I look at him as a thief, because I have to protect myself. Maybe you're a thief. Why do I give you respect? Because maybe you're not a thief. Not everyone's a thief. I go to Khumra. When it comes to protecting my assets, I machmir, I say, you're a thief, I need to protect myself. I'll take the ladder away. When it comes to giving respect, I'll be machmir and say, maybe you're not a thief, therefore I'll give you respect. But were it to be you're actually a thief, who would be mechabed a thief? That's simple malach, yes? Right. But to protect myself, I can. Right, so when it comes to taking the ladder away, I take the ladder away. But when it comes to giving respect, I assume the kapschut, he's not a thief. That's the pashtus. Now, I want to suggest, loy matzati lichover, and no one's agreed with me yet. I've spoken to a few people, I want to suggest another idea. Okay? You'll tell me if you, I'll see if you throw stones at me, I'll see if you agree or not. I want to suggest that maybe, even if he's a thief, you still have to inhabit him like Rabban Gamliel. Not misafik. Every dan korodom kilistim, and still you have to be mechabdom like Rabban Gamliel. Well, this week's parasha, we just learned that when you steal a shor, you pay dalet vehei, you pay hay. When it comes to stealing a sheep, you pay four. Why is it when you steal a sheep you only pay four, and when you steal an ox you pay five? Makara, what's the difference? Rashi brings down on the spot. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Chas Hamokoy Mal Kvoidon Shel Briyos. Hashem has mercy, He cares about the covet of Briyos. Human beings, they have covet because the shore walks. So when he stole the shore, he walked with the shore. But the seh shenoseat sefer, he carried the seh on his shoulders. Hoyel v'niz bazer boy, he was under disgrace. You know, had to carry probably not a clean seh. Harei, okay, so gevaldik sechas hamokem al kovad aprius. Let's pause for a moment. Let's analyze who is this guy we're being chas on. He's big tzaddik, chashuv yair. Should we put his name up on the wall? Can we sit him in the mizrach? Who is this guy? This guy is a thief. Chas hamokem al kovad aprius. Why was he being misbazer himself? Was he trying to help an old woman across the road? What was he doing? He was stealing. Why was he misbazer himself? Because he felt it's worthwhile for him. It was in the course of his stealing he felt it's kedai. It was his self-choice. No one asked him to steal and fast himself. He could have dropped it and just ran away. He didn't. He wanted to take the seh for himself. This is who we're talking about. A crook. This guy needs to be locked up in jail. Put on trial. And yet, chas hamokem al kovad avrios. Unbelievable. We find other examples. In Bamidbar, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, we're told about the incident Bilam had with the Chamor. Amazing incident. The Chamor spoke to Bilam, and Bilam had nothing to say. Where is the Chamor today? Can you imagine? I would like to see the Chamor. A Chamor that can speak. Unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. Where is the Chamor today, Rabbi Sai? Gone. Why is it gone? Says Rashi, Chas hamokim al kovad abrius. Can you imagine? Everyone's going to point at the Chamor and say, this is the Chamor that spoke to Bilam and left him speechless. Chas hamokim al kovad abrius. Bilam arasha, we have to be chas al kvoidai. Who is Bilam? He's a Rasha Gomer, he was Chayav Misa, he was Mach Shel Am Yisrael. Right? Tamid of Shel Bilam. Ein Ra. Right? All the bad traits were by Bilam. Yet, Chas HaMokoy Malkovet HaBriyos. The Miri says in Brachas Chav Zayin Amud Beis, why is it after the incident of Korach and the 250 men, they got consumed by the fire, Hashem said, gather the spades, the gold spades, and make a sipur for the Mizbeach. Who did he tell to gather the spades? Anyone remember? Elazar ben Aaron. Why not Aaron? Why didn't he ask Aaron? Says the Miri, because it'll be too painful for the Korach and Vadosai if Aaron, their opponent, he's the one who gathers, who takes their spades and puts it on the Mizbeach. Too much. His son will do it. Again, whose feelings are we respecting? Korach Vadosai. Respecting their feelings. Unbelievable. Therefore, I would like to suggest, again, no one's agreed with me yet. Once we see that the chasa mokim hakovod abriya is even for crooks, even for Korach, even for Bilam, then maybe we could say that Hebi dan kol adam kilistim. Look at the guy as a crook. But even if he's a crook, Hebi mechabdon karavi ganmil. You gotta protect yourself. He's a crook. Take the ladder away. Make sure you have electric cameras watching him all the time. You've got to keep your eye out. If it's not a steerer, you have to give him the honor he respects. Therefore, Kal v'chomer, ben b'nei shel Kal v'chomer, ben b'nei shel Kal v'chomer, how much we have to respect people who are straight, good people, how much honor they deserve, and be careful to respect their kavod abriyos. It's a chiddush, I must agree, no one's... It's a chiddush. But, could be. Shkoya, thank you for not throwing stones at me. Yes? Achicha. Because that's after he's accepted the din. Because after he's accepted the din, he's called Achicha. By my Malkus, after the Malkus, he's called Achicha. No, it's not called Achicha before. If he's guilty, till then he wasn't Achicha. But here we're discussing the need to give a kavod even to someone who's wrong in other areas. And the hashkafa behind it is because God is Adam. Every person is a tzelem Elokim. Therefore, even as much as he has his bad deeds, which were wrong, we're still a tzelem Elokim. And you have to give him the kavod that he deserves. In Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, discussing the almana v'yosem lo yisa'anun, don't afflict an almana or a yosem. Why? Im aneta sane oisoi. Because if you're going to afflict them, ki imtsoi ki tzake lai, if they will shout out to me, shemoya eshma tzakosai, I will listen to their cry, and therefore v'chara api, I'll get angry. V'rakti yeschem b'charev, I'll kill you with a charev. V'yunasheichem almana yisubneichem yisaimim, your wives will be widows and your sons will be orphans. Don't start up with an almana with a yosim, because if they cry out to me, I'm going to listen to them. And the question is this favoritism, protexia? Why is it that Hashem listens to their tefillahs and not to ours? What's unique and special about the tefillah of a yosim and an almana? Question number two. An unbelievable Gemara in Ksubas, Nun Beis. The Gemara says in Ksubas, Nun Beis, Samach Beis, excuse me, a story with Rebbe and his son. Rebbe's son, when he got engaged, made a condition with his fiancée and said, after we get married, I'm going to learn Torah for 12 years. They had the wedding, very nice. I don't know if they had Shana Roshana together. No idea. Then he went off. And for 12 years, he was away. And he came back 12 years later. What happened? When he came back, he found out his wife had turned to be an akar. She turned barren. Says Rashi, why? Because derech of an isha, who hasn't been with a man for 12 years, she loses her ability to conceive. She had a problem. She's come back. And she had, and she is unable to conceive. So what should we do? They come to Rebbe to seek his advice. Says Rebbe, the first thing Rebbe says, okay, she can't conceive, what should we do? Give her a get, throw in the garbage, give her a get. Rebbe says, no, can't do that. Why? Because of PR. For pub, we're going to get very, very bad headlines in the paper, and people will say, Leshaf Shimro, was she waiting in vain? Yoimru Aniazu Leshaf Shimro. Look very bad in the papers and say that she was waiting in vain. This tzaddikus, she let her husband go on for 12 years, and then she gets thrown out, so she's waiting for no reason. What was she waiting for? She could have given her the get then. Therefore, because of the bad public opinion, we can't do that. Okay, so let's try, what else can we do? Says Rebbe, okay, so we can't throw in the garbage. Senin tzavach itza achrisa. Very nice, so very good, we'll leave her. And my son will take another wife. The second wife, have children from her. Well, says Rebbe, you know, it's also bad. Because Yoimru Zu ishtoi, zu zoynosai. He has two wives. One wife has children. Why is he keeping the first wife? Zu zoynosai. We can't do that either.
What is zu?
People think she's just for znus. No. So then what happens? So then Rebbe is racking his brains. Think, what can we do? And you know, and then he comes out with a genius idea. Who would have thought of it? You know what Rebbe does? What? Rebbe dubbins. Bayolo Rachmi, he dubbins for her, the Easter is, and she gets cured. A happy end. Rabbi Yosef wants to ask us a shayla. No, Rabbi Yosef. What happened? What makara? You come, she comes along, this tzaddikus who let her husband go alone for 12 years. Mamash tzaddikus. And the first thing that comes to Rebbe's mind is, give her a get. The second thing that comes to his mind, we'll take another wife. And only at the end does Rebbe think of the idea to daven. And Taki, davens and she gets cured. No, you don't have to be a genius to think, why couldn't you daven from the beginning? Tzaddikus. Daven for her, she's your daughter-in-law. Daven for her, she have a child again. I'm a chapelle. Okay. Two questions in the meantime. What's special about the tefillah of Yosem and Almona? Second question is the story of Rebbe. Why can Rebbe daven for her from the beginning? A third question. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnos Anim. Perek Zayin. Says the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel. Lefi Masha Chosar Oni Ata Metzuv Liten Lo. Wherever the Oni is missing, you are obligated to give to him. Ksus, Kleibais, Lastilo Isha. Whatever he needs. Sus Lirkoiv Olav. He needs a Cadillac. So he needs, if that's what he needs, you've got to give it to him. Eved Lorot Lefonov. He needs people just to run in front of him. L'chvoidoy, you've got to give it to him. Ad choymesh nechosov. You give him whatever he needs. When he comes to a fifth of your assets, you don't have to do anymore. Okay, Gevaldik. The question is, the same Rambam, in the same perek, in Aloha Zayin, says, Oni amachaza al apsochim. The Oni who knocks at your door, Mikabel Rak Matana Mu'etes, all he gets is a small donation. Oni Amchazal Apsochim, Eini Skokim Loi LeMatana Berupa. You know, you don't have to give him a big present. Have a nice in the Matana Mu'etes. Can't not give him anything. Also, Lachzir Es Oni Sheshal Reikom. You know, you can give him a few Groigeras Achas. Give him one date, let's say that. You don't have to give him all his needs. And we're baffled. Why? Why is he different than any other Oni? The Oni who's he's a beggar, he's knocking at your door. You don't have to give him a ton of ways. Why? Ton Maruba, why not? Doesn't he have needs? He also has problems. The reason why he's knocking at the door, he doesn't have an income. No? So why do you give him a ton of ways? Why is he different than the other Oni? You pay for his Rolls Royce and his motorcycles to drive in front of him, that you pay for. Why is it the Oni and Mechazel Apsochim? You only give him a ton of words. And we have to say, which will answer, then everything will wrap up together, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts Mida Keneged Mida. The marshal for that is two people, Reuben and Shimon, there's a big lottery, the American lottery, the $100 million to be won. So Reuben and Shimon, they decide, you know what? I'll buy a ticket and you'll buy a ticket. Let's make a deal, says Reuben. If I'll win, I'll give you 50%. If you'll win, you'll give me 50%. They agree. Each one, they double their chances. So each one decides that they'll share 50% with the other party. Fine. After the lottery, Reuven phones up Shimon. Shimon, Mazel Tov, I want to tell you the good news. You've won the American lottery, $100 million. Wow, amazing, gewaltig. Says, you remember that condition, right? You remember that you promised me 50%. Says Shimon, oh no, he says. I didn't mean it, Asmachta, I didn't mean it. You know what? There's no law, it's illegal. It's illegal. It wasn't declared. It can't be, it's against the law. No way I could give you that money, no way. Says Reuven to Shimon, I agree with you. Every word you said, it's Asmachta, you didn't mean it. It's not obliging, it's against the law. Just one point. I won the lottery. I won, and therefore, my commitment to you is illegal, it's an asmachta, it's not for real, and therefore, I'm keeping all the money. Hashem acts with us, mida keneged mida. The way we relate to Him, He relates to us. And therefore, let's try and answer all the questions. And oni, amachazal apsochim, why is it that we only give him a ton of muetes? The answer is, because why do you stop by me? Of course you have needs, legitimate needs. You're chassa, you need a fortune of money. I agree. But you knock at doors. So go weiter. I'll give you a donation. But keep on going. Don't stop by me. There's no reason why I should give you all the money, all your needs, if you have many other addresses you could go to. Why stop by me? Go to the next door, Go tase sivuv. Go around the town, the city, and you'll get, everyone will give you the matan moedas, and you end up with all the money, all your needs. But there's no reason why I should give you everything. Masha inkin. But you have a friend, and he comes to you, listen, I'm going bankrupt. I desperately need $100,000. If I'll fall, I can't, no one must know about this. If the world will get out, it'll be terrible. I need desperately $100,000. I need it right now. No one else can help me. I can only confide with you. Oh, so no one else can help you? Wow. The mitzvah is give him all the he needs. You've got to give him whatever he needs. After Chaimish Nechasov, but after that, you've got to give him everything. Because he has no one else to turn to. You can't tell him go weiter because he has no one else to turn to. Therefore, you give him all his needs. When people have a tzara, someone gets ill. So people, they have a list. What do? First thing, we'll speak to our doctor. who's the best professor, who's the best hospital. Let's speak to our health insurer and see what our rights are. A whole list of things they do. At the bottom of the list as well, they'll also daven. It's part of the shtadlis. They have a whole list. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have a whole list of friends. No, so what am I? You're an Oni, I'm a Chazal HaPsochim. You have many addresses. You knock at the professor, you knock at the hospital, you also knock at me, say that, give him a ton of witness. There's no reason why I should give everything. Why should I give you all the cure? You go to your friends. You're not dependent on me only. You're only on Chazal HaPsochim, Maton Moetes. Masha Inkein. If a person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I'm doing a shtatus, but that's not it. Only you can help me. I recognize, I believe, Emunah Shleima, only you can save me. I have no one else to turn to. Ooh. I'm the only, your only address. So I give you all you need. Therefore, what was the story of the Rebbe? Of course, Rebbe appreciated his daughter-in-law, didn't want to really give her a get. But Rebbe was teaching us how to daven. If a person davens and thinks he has other options up his sleeve, so say that, yeah, it's a good idea, you know. Even Hashem is busy, I have friends, you know, they can help me out, good, I have good connections anyway. I also daven, of course, I'm going to daven for me, yeah. But you know what? Let me say that I have plan B. Plan B, plan C, I can work things out. It's not going to do it. Says Rebbe, before we daven, let's see what are our options. Give her a get. No, not a good option, because Yomru, the Shav Shimra, marry another wife. Not a good option, because Yomru, Zuishta Zuzanase, says nothing else we can do. Now we can daven. That tefillah, that we have no other, only you can help me. That's the tefillah that can break the heavens, break into the heavens, and taka, that's what happened. Now Rebbe davens, and he gets answered, and she gets cured. It's after he eliminated any other options. We asked, what is unique about the tefillah of an almona? A yosem almona, is it protectia? Is it favoritism? No. A regular person has contacts. He has backups, who to rely on. A yosem has no one else to help him. The almona has no one else for her. So when she davens, it's Eino Yimivado, only you can help me. That's the Shmoya Eshmatza Kosai. I'm going to listen, that's the tefillah we can listen to. And therefore, let's utilize this koyach. When we daven, before we daven, recognize, Eino Mivade, shtadlis we do. We have to do all the shtadlis necessary. Not taken that way. Ben Ashkofa, we have to realize, Eino Mivade, only you can help me. And that's the tefillah that will break the heavens. That's the zeicha, that all our tefillahs should be answered. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Shabbos. The next shiur is to be followed in a few minutes. Thank you very much.